I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. It feels good to Geico.
This incident happened some years ago when I was still a student. Summer vacations were something me and my two younger brothers always looked forward to. So that year, we went to our grandparents' house, taking some time off from the chaotic city life. We spent our days playing and feasting on treats our grandparents showered us with. One evening, my grandparents and my entire family took a trip to a nature park, whereas I stayed back home catching a cold from eating too many ice cones. My mom told me to rest and warm the soup for dinner that she left in the fridge. I was watching TV lying on the living room couch when lightning cracked in the distance. I looked out and noticed dark clouds spreading over the sky slowly. It started to drizzle, and wind howled in agony. It was dark as night outside. The trees that were towered over the house moved like crazy. The power suddenly went out as I swam around the darkness trying to find the torch. My dad called. He said he'd be late as a huge tree fell on the road, blocking their way home. So they were staying over for the time being at a friend's, until help arrived and cleared the road. I was never a big fan of the darkness, and suddenly I was alone and waiting in the dark. The house was pretty big, with two stories and a large area of land outside. I couldn't find a flashlight, so I went to the kitchen and found some candles. I was lighting one up when I heard footsteps in our front garden. I tiptoed to a big window and peeked outside. The rain was pouring heavily by then, so it took some time for my eyes to adjust the vision. A flashlight was moving outside our house. I could see a silhouette of a man every time the lightning struck. He seemed to know the place well, and darted straight to the kitchen door at the back of the house. Who the hell is this guy? Is he a thief? My heart started pounding on my chest. For the next 5 seconds, I heard nothing but the storm, but then a deep voice called out my grandma's name. Oh, Janie, are you alone? What the frack? His voice gave me goosebumps. Our doors had huge grills and bar locks, so it was quite impossible to come in, but I was certainly creeped out. He called out again. Janie, where are you? I remained silent. By this time, I'd recognized his voice. He was my grandparents' neighbor next door. I saw him staring at our house the first day I came here. He sang religious songs with a mic quite early in the morning, irking everyone, and sometimes just stood outside with a blank expression while we were outside playing. He always eyed my grandmother and on certain occasions even barged into our garden to make small talk with her. The guy had gray hair with a wide smile. He would just stare at Grandma, even when our family members were around. Dad said he lost his wife a few days ago. The realization that he had decided to go after my grandma made me nauseous. He started going in each of the windows, calling out my grandma's name. He couldn't see inside, and I stayed still. My grandma usually drove a small car, and seeing that car parked on the driveway, he must have assumed she was alone at home while everyone else left. Time went by, and he grew tired. After a torturous 15 minutes that felt like an eternity, I heard the footsteps walk away and jump down one of the walls. I sighed in relief, knowing he finally gave up. An hour later, my family came back, and I welcomed them with this horrifying tale. My parents decided to confront the guy in the morning, but they had no idea what was about to happen that night. That night, I slept on the small sofa near my grandparents' bed. I was burning with a high fever. Instead of sleep, I was in a trance-like state. I tossed around with body aches, trying to find a comfortable position when I heard shuffling of feet somewhere. I heard a soft clinking noise like someone was tapping on the glass window. My eyes slowly drifted to the direction of that voice, and I saw him again. The old creep was back. He had glued his grinning face on the window, which was just a few inches away from my grandparents' bed. I tried to scream, but I was so sick and scared that no sound came out of my mouth. So far, he was staring at my grandparents' bed, but just when he noticed me, his expression changed. His eyes widened, jaw tightened in anger, and he put his finger on his mouth while angrily mouthing me to be quiet or else he would kill me. I don't know how long we had this staring showdown, but suddenly he turned his anger into a sudden smile. He tilted his head to the left and continued watching my grandma through that window. I wanted to slap myself so I could wake my body up from this numbness, but fear and shock kept me frozen for quite some time. But finally, I gathered the courage and knocked down the small bookshelf beside my bed. The sound woke up my grandma, and she found me gasping and panting while pointing at the window. She switched on the lights to find the creep laughing shamelessly and telling my grandma how beautiful she looked when she slept from the window. "Oh, Janie, my beautiful Janie." He kept repeating this phrase again and again. He said that now that his wife was dead, he was finally ready for my grandma. My dad called the cops, and they took him away. The guy died a few months later, but to this day, a doubt clusters my mind. Did the passing of that old creep's healthy, cheerful wife have some mystery in it? There's one childhood memory I'll never forget. As I grow older, I still see it weaved in my imagination. It's like a nightmare that I can't seem to shake off. My dad, newly promoted in the bottling company he worked at, decided to relocate from Sango to a more upbeat town in Lagos. We shifted to this old yet majestic duplex with 5 big rooms, 3 toilets, and no nearby houses. One day, I came back from school earlier than usual. My mom had taken leave from work to decorate our living room and kitchen. Seeing her car parked outside, I ran inside the house. I started yelling, "Mom, I'm home!" But no reply came in turn. "Mom?" I called again. Still no answer. I was heading towards the kitchen thinking she'll be there when she answered from upstairs. "Yes?" she said. I immediately felt goosebumps hearing her voice. I still wonder why. What caused that little shiver of dread that ran down my spine at that moment? I walked upstairs uneasily. The big empty room stood silent in the corridor. We were still unpacking and decorating, so the house was a mess. I called out to her again when I reached the landing, wanting to know the exact room she was in. "Mom, where are you?" "In here." The reply was weird. Her voice sounded too casual and full of mischief. It felt strange because my mom was usually soft-spoken and quiet in nature. I figured out the voice came from the last room at the end of the hallway. I stopped at the closed door, wondering what she was doing that made her sound that way. My hands were on the doorknob, ready to open, when the kitchen door slammed shut downstairs, and I heard my mother's voice ring out. "Ami, where are you? How many times will I tell you to stop leaving your bag on the kitchen table?" And that was my mom, no doubt. A pang of shiver ran down my spine as I stood outside the closed door, and then I heard whispers from the other side of the door. "Go on, Ami. Your mom's calling you." I literally felt my heart shrink as I jumped away from the door in absolute shock. "Mom!" I screamed in terror as I ran down the stairs, trying to contain my erratic heart. In one final attempt to get rid of my fears, I looked back, and I wish I hadn't. The door had opened a crack, and for a moment I saw something behind that door. A wide, bloodshot eye, staring right at me. I told my mother, and she went back to check the room. To our surprise, it was locked from the inside. The keys didn't help, so we had to wait till my father returned home. He tried to open the door with basic tools, but nothing helped. I told him someone was inside the room, but he obviously didn't believe me. My mom got a little creeped out by then, so she asked him to break down the door. But my dad didn't want to damage the house, so he informed the locksmith to come the next morning. Now, my room was the closest one to that room, and the lock in my room was broken. When I went to sleep after dinner, I kept fearing that whatever was in that room would end up sneaking into my bedroom in the middle of the night. So to be on the safe side, I pushed my cardboard box full of toys as a support behind my door and went to sleep. I don't remember what time it was. I woke up hearing a clattering sound in my room. As I opened my eyes, I found the door flung open and the cardboard box pushed away. A weird-looking figure was sitting next to my box and playing with my toys while whispering some inaudible crap. I gasped seeing this, and the figure turned its head towards me. It was a man with a pale, bloated face like something happened to his skin. His eyes were scary, and he just stared at me. Then suddenly, he stood up, raised his arms towards the ceiling, and started laughing out loud. I screamed with all my breath, and my parents rushed in. I heard my dad yell from the corridor, "What the? Who are you?" and the man ran straight to my open window and landed on the grass. And then we heard running footsteps fade away. My dad called the cops and they found old rags, leftover food, and water bottles in that room. It seemed like that creepy guy was living here until we came. My parents apologized to me for not believing me earlier. We renovated the entire house and installed a security camera for our safety. After that day, we never saw the man again.
I was getting out of work late due to a recent security issue at our company that had everyone working overtime. I would usually take the train to and from work, but since I knew I'd be out past the train's running hours, I had to drive. It was nearly an hour to get home. As I was getting out of the city though, I saw that my gas was almost empty. I didn't remember it being this low before work, but I could have been too tired to have even noticed it. I knew there was a gas station by my house though, so I was just gonna fill it up there. But 10 minutes later, an alert came up on my dashboard that I was extremely low on fuel. It had gone down way more than it should have in such a short time, and within a minute, my car was stuttering and barely running. I pulled over, and just as I put it in park, the engine cut out. I tried to start it again, but it didn't budge. I was both worried and frustrated, like how the hell was this even happening? I took out my flashlight from the glove compartment and got out. The issue took less than 5 seconds to find. There was gas clearly leaking. I had no idea how this could even have happened, since everything was fine earlier. But before I could do much thinking, a truck pulled up behind me. Their headlights were off, and they parked unnervingly quickly, like there was no hesitation. I stood up and looked at their windshield, seeing a couple figures moving around in there.
"I'm okay, guys. Don't need any help,"
I called out, but they didn't pay any attention. They kept moving around until one of the doors opened, or others stayed in the truck. The way he said it was weird though, with a strange tone to his voice. Again, I said I didn't need anything. He kept walking though, until he was right in front of me, standing uncomfortably close.
"Why don't I give you a ride home? It's the least I could do,"
he said, giving a creepy, forced smile. I declined his offer and quickly got into my car. Disturbingly, he stood there for a while, like an entire minute, just looking at me through the window and not saying anything. I just looked forward and called the police for help with my car. But the whole time, I could see him in the corner of my eye, standing right outside my window and just staring at me. During the phone call though, he walked back to his truck. I watched in the mirror as he got in, then slowly drove past me. We made eye contact as he passed by, and for a brief moment, I saw someone in his back seat. They were pressed up against the window with wide open eyes, and although I couldn't get a good look at them, I knew something was wrong. I don't think that person was inside that truck willingly. When he drove off though, the license plate was missing. Police showed up and I told them everything. There was a bit of an investigation where they found my gas tank was stabbed purposefully by someone. Likely what happened was the guy planned the whole thing out, following me until my car broke down and hoping to get me to accept the ride. Whether that person was truly in danger, we don't know, because the man was never found. I was 17 and living in my parents' basement. It wasn't a trashy basement or anything. It was probably similar to what would be considered an in-law suite. My parents traveled for work all the time, so I usually wouldn't be in the basement unless I was sleeping in the bedroom down there, or playing video games, or whatever. This was during one of my parents' work trips. I was alone for a whole week. This night was a Saturday, so I didn't have school, or really anything to do. I knew it was supposed to storm later in the day, though, so before it was too late, I took my parents' car out to the store and got some food to make. While driving back, the storm rolled in. The roads weren't busy, thankfully, because even with the windshield wipers going at the fastest setting, it was still difficult to see. I pulled into the driveway and ran to the front door, getting inside and drying off. I then went straight to the kitchen and turned on the oven so I could make dinner. But almost right away, I heard something below me. It sounded like something falling over in the basement, like maybe a box or something. My first thought was that there might be a leak down there, and I got really worried about a possible flood, so I quickly went to the basement. I opened the door and flicked on the light, and as I walked down the steps, I didn't hear anything. No running water or any other sounds, and when I got to the bottom, everything looked okay. I walked through the main area, where I had a small couch and TV set up, and then I went to the storage room. This was the only unfinished part of the basement, where we just stored a bunch of boxes and stuff. I opened the door and looked in. At first, it all looked normal, and I was actually really confused at what I could have heard. All the boxes were stacked up still, and nothing was on the ground. But after a quick walkthrough, I noticed something really strange. One of the boxes sitting on top of the stack was open, and when I looked inside, everything was scattered all over the place. It was full of old trophies that my parents kept, and almost all of them were broken. It looked like the box had fallen and broken everything inside, and then someone quickly tossed everything back in. I felt a surge run through my body as I just stared at that box and realized what this meant. I looked up and started scanning the room. It felt like suddenly all I could think about was how loud the storm was outside, making me unable to listen for anything, which only got me more panicked. I started to back up, and just as I did, one of the boxes in the back of the room was knocked onto the ground, and behind it, a guy came running right at me. I booked it for the stairs, and I have to say, there is nothing more terrifying than hearing his footsteps climbing the stairs just a few feet behind me. The fear really got to me, and on the last step, I slammed my foot on the stairs and fell straight on the ground. Every horrible scenario just rushed through my head in that moment, but when I turned around, the guy came up to the top of the staircase and immediately ran for the front door, running out of the house. I got up and locked it behind him, then called the cops. They found an unlocked window that he climbed in through, but as far as why he came into the home, there really isn't any answer. I was working my regular 2 to 10 closing shift at a small drive-through cafe. It's a really small place, with just 5 or so indoor seating tables, since most of our business is focused on the drive-through. This wasn't a busy spot, though, especially during the later hours of the day. Being the only one working the closing shift, I'd usually sit at one of the dining tables and be on my phone, only getting up if someone came to the drive-thru. It was drizzling outside this night, so it was even less busy than it already would have been. Past 7 o'clock, not a single customer came through for 2 hours straight. I was just sitting at a table watching Netflix on my phone when suddenly the front door opened. It kind of startled me, as nobody ever comes inside the shop this late. He seemed to not notice me sitting at the table, though, because he walked up to a different table on the other end of the store and sat down with his back facing me. Something was definitely off about this guy, though. He was very tall and wearing really dark clothing, and although it was only drizzling outside, he was soaked. Water was dripping from all over his clothes and onto the floor, and that got me thinking about how he even got here. No cars had pulled in, so he must have walked. Anyway, I stood up and walked over to the table, greeting him and asking what he wanted. He didn't smile or say hi back to me. He just sat there with a blank look on his face. I waited a few seconds before repeating myself, but he cut me off. He asked who else was working tonight. I was confused, but also slightly nervous about that question, but I still answered for some reason.
"It's just me, but we close in an hour."
He then asked for a small coffee, so I walked back to the kitchen and started making it. I grabbed a cup and poured it in, then turned to go back to the table when I saw him standing in the doorway to the kitchen.
"Do you need something else?"
He didn't respond. Now facing directly at me, I could see that his eyes were bloodshot, but his face was still blank, like no emotion whatsoever. It made me really uneasy.
"Put the drink down and come with me."
He was demanding it, and he looked ready to force me if I didn't. This guy was way bigger than me, so I really had no choice. I moved slow, trying to think of any way out of this as I followed him. As we left the store, though, he grabbed the back collar of my shirt and pushed me across the parking lot toward the road. On the other side of this empty road was a completely wooded area with no buildings or houses, as far as I knew, and that's exactly where he was leading me. Just as we were about to cross the road, though, a single car came out and rolled past us. As it did, the man stopped, which forced me to stop, and both of us stared at the car and realized what it was. A police officer, looking right back at us. I started screaming, and the guy immediately let go and sprinted across the road and into the woods. The officer pulled right into the parking lot and made sure I was okay, then called for backup. What's crazy is he wasn't even on his shift. He was actually heading home for the night and just happened to see us at the perfect time to save me. If he had even been 30 seconds earlier or later, I would have been dragged into those woods, unseen, and probably never made it out. Anyway, the cameras picked up some decent footage of him, but as of yet, still nothing has been found. I'll update if anything else happens, but I just hope he doesn't come back. This was last year, I think sometime in April. It was raining pretty much every day here, but this night was a lot heavier than usual, with scattered thunderstorms throughout the day. I was at work for most of the afternoon, but got back home around 8. As I was driving down my neighborhood road, though, it was very clear that something had happened. All the lights were out in every single home. I pulled into my driveway and parked, and of course, when I entered and tried to turn on the lights, it didn't work. The power was completely out, and my whole house was basically pitch black. I tossed my stuff by the doorway, then went down to the electrical box just to see if for some reason that worked, but it didn't. This really sucked, because I didn't have hardly any spare lights aside from my phone. What I ended up doing was getting my laptop and setting it up on the coffee table in my living room. The white screen from the YouTube page that I had open lit up most of the room, so I sat back and just watched some videos. I had to work early the next day, but I didn't feel comfortable going to bed with the power out, so I was already planning on staying up late. I probably sat there for a good 2 hours, watching YouTube and checking my phone for any updates on the weather. The lightning was shaking the whole house, so it was pretty bad out there. But randomly in the night, a thump came from outside the window. I jumped a little, then turned my laptop screen to light up that side of the room. I got up and walked over, then twisted open the blinds. I froze up for a second, not expecting to see a man standing right on the other side of the window. His drenched hair was falling over his face, and he was peering through the window at me. He yelled something, but I honestly couldn't hear him with the heavy rain and thunder in the background. Being so caught off guard though, I didn't know what to do. I was a little freaked out though, so I just closed the blinds. I felt kind of horrible about it, but why was he outside banging on my window anyway? I heard him hit the window a few more times, then it went quiet. I figured he'd either given up or moved on to another house, so I turned my laptop toward me again and continued watching YouTube. The storm stayed strong through the whole night. I must have been up for another hour, but my eyes got really heavy and I just couldn't hold out any longer. I lay down on the couch and drifted off to sleep. I woke up to a loud crash. I didn't know if it was a nearby lightning strike or what, but I immediately got up from the couch. The power was still out, and the whole house was still pitch black. I turned my phone on and looked around, and that's when I heard something from the back of the house. My heart was pounding as I walked into the other room. When I shined my light down the house toward the back room, there were several large shards of glass on the ground reflecting the light back at me. I could then see the nearest window completely shattered, with rain pouring into the house and the blinds blowing frantically in the wind. And just a couple feet from there, I could see a shoulder sticking out from behind the wall. My whole body jerked when I saw them, and I instantly spun around and went for the front door. I ran through the rain, getting soaked all the way through, until I got to my neighbor's house. I stood under their overhang on the porch and called 911. It's no surprise that the man wasn't there when police showed up. Although not getting a full look at him inside my house, I was 100% sure it was the same guy from earlier, so I gave them that description. Oddly enough, or maybe not so much, there were 2 more reported break-in attempts that night, as well as several other reports of strange behavior outside people's homes. I was the only one unfortunate enough to have had them successfully break inside, but nobody knows what he was trying to do, and it seems like we won't ever know. Since then, he's never been sighted in or around our neighborhood.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.